Now, I don't know if you've ever tried to lose weight. It can be very, very difficult indeed. Anybody who's even had to lose 4 or 5 pounds will tell you what a struggle it is. But if you've got anything over that, crikey, it really is a tough slog. You'll know how hard it can be if you have to do it. But when you're in the public eye, it must be even harder, because not only is everybody watching you, but everybody feels they've got the right to comment on what you do. Well, actress Tina Malone, who plays Mimi in Shameless, is going very public indeed. She had surgery to fit a gastric band a couple of years ago. She's gone from wearing a size 26 to a size 8 in 2 years. Tina has had to play out the story in public, and it's got to be very, very difficult. She's got an insight into what it must be like for people taking part in a new series. It's called Fat Surgeons. Fat Surgeons looks at what happens when people go through gastric band and bypass surgery, and Tina is with you now. Tina, good morning.
Good morning, Heather. Thank you for having me.
No, it's our pleasure. So before we talk about the telly programme, let's just talk about what happened to you, because, of course, you, as I mentioned, you had to play this all out in public. What made you go for gastric band rather than diet and exercise?
I'd struggled with my weight for about 15 to 20 years. I don't come from a fat family, so I wasn't genetically predisposed to being fat. I guess for a multitude of reasons, bad relationship, struggling at college, etc. I yo-yo dieted. I did everything. Slimming World, Weight Watchers, Lipo Trim, Lighter Life. I tried everything. They all work. You lose 3 stone, put 1 back on. Lose 6 stone, put 4 back on. I needed something that was going to be quite drastic. I had gone from a size 12 when I was 25 to being 45 years of age and being a size 28. I was morbidly obese. I was killing myself. I was depressed. Even though I was an actor in the public eye, I had abundance, confidence in abundance, self-esteem very low. I felt fat, ugly and desperate.
Oh, Lord, that's an awful place to find yourself, isn't it?
Well, you know, so few people admit it. When I came into the acting game 20 years ago, the best paid actresses were the likes of Caroline Quentin, Kathy Burke, Pauline Quirk, Dawn French. And, you know, I was eating myself to death, and it was great to be different, and it was embraced in our, you know, game, because the more different you are, the more work you get. But I'd got unhealthy. I felt depressed. I felt very low. I've never hidden that. I've always been very honest about how I feel. I am bipolar. I'm OCD. I'm OCP personality. And also coupled with that, with the weight gain, I gained diabetes type 2, was injecting insulin, and I also ended up with Cushing syndrome. And what's amazing about Fat Surgeons that starts at 9 o'clock tonight on Really TV is the diversity of characters and people you see from one end of the country to the other, from 20 stone to 45 stone, and where they've come from, what their backstory is, and the place they've got to. And what's wonderful about this series is not only do we speak to Chris and Shaw, the surgeons, but you get to see how these people live. And, you know, there's no kind of cliches. They're all ordinary, hard-working, middle class, working class, all types of people, but they're just ordinary, hard-working people who have suffered, whether it be depression, bullying, trauma, to bring them to a place where they have become morbidly obese.
I'll tell you what, fat people are an easy target for bullies, aren't they?
Well, of course
Lord
we are.
Above.
Well, miss it, can you?
I know, but it's criminal, you know, because when a fat person is having the mickey taken, it is often, I think, people think that you don't have any feelings about the way that you are, or in some way you have chosen that.
Well,
and
yeah.
Therefore you're easy game for this.
You see, Heather, my attitude is this. When you talk about the NHS, there's the argument, the whole debate about supporting people with weight loss surgery. Mm. Were I an alcoholic or an anorexic or a drug addict, I would be helped into a clinic. I would be rehabilitated, re-educated. I would be given cognitive therapy, psychotherapy. I would be supported. Because being fat is associated with greed, being slovenly, being lazy, which is absolute rubbish. Mm-hmm. For you to overeat, it's a food addiction. To get you to that place, you have to have some sort of problem that is, you know, you've not, your crutch isn't alcohol or drugs, so, it's food.
So, Tina, then, how does the surgery cure you of that addiction? Because if you had surgery, it wouldn't cure you of alcoholism and it wouldn't cure you of drug addiction. But
no,
way it cures the food addiction.
Well, it doesn't cure the food addiction. What it does, it means it works for a while as your willpower because your diet is restricted. If you watch fat surgeons, the surgeons in great detail tell you everybody, whether they, one of the characters is 31 stone Luke, another guy is Sean, who's 44
Tina,
stone.
Tina, can I interrupt you? Because I've got to get the traffic. I forgot about them because I was so interested in hearing about it. You will know Tina Malone from her role as Mimi in Shameless. You'll have seen her on the telly thousands of times. But she's also undergone gastric band, a gastric band operation, and she has gone from wearing a dress size 26 to a size 8 in just 2 years. And Tina, you were just telling us the story and the story of some of the other people that we'll see on telly tonight.
In fat surgeons there's such a diverse group of people. You've got Sean, who's kind of an ordinary guy who's 44 stone, married, three children. One of his children has major health problems. He's Down syndrome. He's got help breathing difficulty. He has two girls, teenage girls as well, a wonderful wife. He's got to that stage in his life where he's huge. 9 years ago, he had to deal with testicular cancer. So he's come through a lot. He has a difficult family life at times. And you see his surgery, you see his history, his story, and then the weight loss. And he's walking through the park with his dogs and his children. And it's phenomenal what it does for him. And you know, some people need the support from the NHS. I was in a position to go privately with the hospital group. Other people aren't, and they need that help.
Let me ask you about life after the surgery, because you mentioned that food's an addiction, and I have heard stories in the past about people who've undergone gastric bypass surgery or gastric band surgery, and then what has happened is they've transferred their addiction to another substance.
Yeah, that's interesting. Transfer addiction. No, it didn't. I mean, you know, I'm 14 years sober, Heather, so I've had cognitive therapy for a long time. I'm aware of my shopping addictions, my food addictions. You can abstain from drink and drugs and cigarettes. You can't abstain from food. That's the problem. I needed my eating to be curtailed before I exploded or died. And so the gastric band makes your stomach into the size of an egg. And you'll see that on fat surgeons. The two surgeons predominantly are Chris and Shaw, and they're amazing. They do private healthcare and they do the NHS, and they do get people from 20 stone to 45 stone, and they turn all their stomachs into the size of an egg, whether it's a bypass or a gastric band. Food is controlled.
We're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for talking to us, Tina Malone.
Thank you.
Fat Surgeons is on telly tonight if you want to catch it at 9 o'clock. It's BBC Radio Manchester 95.1 FM.